On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The news about COVID-19 comes fast. State officials give updates every day. We're trying to slow it down and understand. So on Friday, Governor Evers cautioned our state that more people were going to die from the coronavirus pandemic. 4 deaths have been reported so far. And the number of confirmed cases, as you just heard, stands at 381 in Wisconsin. State Health Services Secretary Andrea Palm also cautioned that the worst is yet to come. She said the state continues to face a shortage of tests and equipment for healthcare workers. So what questions do you have about the state's response? Should the legislature tap state coffers to help Wisconsinites? What would you suggest, and what questions do you have about legislative actions right now? Be part of the State Cap, 800-642-1234. We have Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. He co-hosts the WPR Politics podcast. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
We've been tracking a lot of policy changes in recent days in Wisconsin in response to the novel coronavirus. What can you tell us? What have you been following?
I don't know where to begin with that question because just so much has happened in the past week. I mean, I can tell you just last night, a couple developments. There was an order by the Wisconsin Supreme Court canceling all jury trials until or through May 22nd. They also issued an order that will ban a lot of or postpone a lot of in-person court appearances. So people will be doing it over the phone or by, like a web-based conference call type thing. Those are just a couple of the very latest developments. But, in the grand scheme of things, we had huge developments last week when Governor Tony Evers issued the order that banned gatherings of 10 or more people and closed bars and restaurants in Wisconsin except to takeout and delivery orders. So it's been quite a week.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett announced that he would be self-quarantining after he came into contact with someone who tested positive. Have other lawmakers in the state followed similar measures?
I know that U.S. Representative Gwen Moore of Milwaukee did self-quarantine for a period because she had been in contact with somebody who had been diagnosed with COVID-19. So she's the one that I know of. I know that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson had a while back entertained the idea. I don't think he ever did it. U.S. senators, particularly Republican U.S. senators, may be faced with that question of whether they need to self-quarantine again now that Rand Paul has been diagnosed with COVID-19. But as far as Wisconsin officials, other Wisconsin officials, no, Mayor Tom Barrett is the one that I think got a lot of attention last week, and then Gwen Moore.
There's been serious economic fallout. People everywhere losing jobs, cutting back their hours. In the course of just one day last week, 15,000 people filed for unemployment in Wisconsin. Can you help us understand the magnitude there and what people are experiencing?
Yeah, so I've got some later numbers here to share with you on that. That was on Wednesday, about 15,000 people filed for unemployment. On Thursday, about 16,000 people filed. On Friday, about 17,000 people filed. Over the course of the entire week, 69,000 people filed for unemployment. That compares to about 5,000 during the same week a year ago. So that is just...
That's staggering.
It's an incredible shock to the system. That's a lot of people who are, going through this in a way that is just economically painful for them and turning to the state for help. And the state has a balance of $2 billion in its unemployment insurance fund right now. That's good. I mean, that is... as the Department of Workforce Development put it to me, that's a lot of money. It sounds like a lot of money because it is, but we haven't been through something like this before. So something they have to keep an eye on.
Talking with Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, you can join in. Can Democrats and Republicans collectively rise to the occasion right now to defeat this once-in-a-generation crisis? Are you a healthcare worker or someone else who is essential and must report to work? How do you want state lawmakers to act right now? Should the governor put the state on a statewide stay-at-home order? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's take a call now. Mary Kay is with us from Kenosha. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi. I have one comment, and that is one way government can help by helping a textile company start making special, like, little hazmat suits for the healthcare industry and people that want to go back to work and other people. We definitely have a shortage of these things anyway.
Mary Kay, thank you for the call. Sean, what are we seeing with companies ramping up production or able to help at this moment, Wisconsin companies offering their services?
You know, this is a little bit off topic from what Mary Kay was talking about, but there was, I know, a push last week by, I think it may have been just a UW doctor. I'm not sure how organized these pushes are always, but they were looking for people who could sew to make masks, or at least covers for N95 masks, with the idea that maybe they could be reused. So a lot of this stuff, we haven't covered something like this before. And so I can't sit here and tell you whether something like that is going to be okayed by the CDC or, you know, by the hospitals that where they're being explored. And, you know, I can't sit here and tell you that I know an immediate answer to what Mary Kay is talking about there.
Yeah.
There's been a push by some that we should have kind of a more nationalized response to this, that the government could order companies to shift their production. I know that yesterday President Donald Trump was pushing back against that, saying, you know, you've seen nationalized economies elsewhere. You don't want to become one of them here. So that's my understanding of it as we sit here right now.
Let's bring in Alice now in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi, Alice.
Hi. I would just like to say I'm a grocery worker, and I see a lot of people still coming in with their whole families, people socializing while they shop, bringing in their children, and just not shopping for only the necessities. I think we need to spread the word that grocery trips should be few and far between if you can help it, so we don't have to stay in quarantine too much longer.
Alice, do you find that you're able to keep up in your work because so many people have gone to the store to stockpile?
It depends on when you shop. If you come when we get our trucks, which are very unpredictable right now, you will have a good shopping experience. On the days where we've stocked the truck and everything's done, the next day you won't find what you need. We've been able to keep up pretty well, though.
How are you keeping up, Alice? I mean, this is a very stressful work environment. How are you doing?
Well, luckily, I've got a supportive job. My boss, particularly, we kind of text back and forth, and I say, hey, I'll come to work. When there's a truck, let me know. And then when we've stocked the trucks, we leave. So we've been more flexible. We've kind of thrown out some rules that we normally would do. We're still operating safely. We're still cleaning, but we're being more flexible than we would have been in the past.
Alice, thank you for the call. We are in the State Capitol Report with WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson as our guide. What are your questions about COVID-19, political actions in Wisconsin? What are your thoughts on social distancing policies that have been instituted by the governor, like the limiting gatherings of no more than 10 people and closing bars and restaurants except for takeout? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. There's more State Cap with Sean Johnson in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers called the legislature to waive a one-week waiting period to receive unemployment benefits last week in the face of soaring jobless claims. Serves as a test of how lawmakers can work across the aisle in the face of a pandemic, one of the legislative issues that we're following. So what questions do you have about the state's response to COVID-19? Should the legislature tap state coffers? What would you suggest? What questions do you have about lawmakers' actions right now? Be part of this, 800-642-1234. And Sean Johnson stays with us. He's WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, we heard from Judy in Stoughton, called in, couldn't stay with us. Judy wanted to urge calling off the April 7th election because of the potential harm to poll workers. We know the Wisconsin Elections Commission has requested help from the governor for more poll workers, for sanitation supplies, for public health officials to be more active in election guidance. What is the status?
The status is right now, I mean, that election is on. It is just proceeding in ways that we haven't experienced before. You know, you've had this surge of requests for absentee ballots, unlike anything we've seen before. And that's been promoted very heavily by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the governor, and, you know, both parties, too. They're really pushing people to vote absentee in this election. As of right now, though, in many places, you'll be able to start voting in person absentee. I will say that last night, the city of Milwaukee announced that it was closing three of its in-person absentee or early voting in-person locations. So that's a big step because those are often pretty busy locations in the city of Milwaukee. And, you know, from a political perspective, those are big vote-getting locations for Democrats. And so those are going to be closed because they felt that they couldn't do it safely. You've got it's an unusual alliance on both sides of this issue of people who want to keep the election going and people want to stop it. You know, in the leading the let's keep the election going camp, you have Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He is joined by, among others, Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. And then in the camp of people who say we need to stop this, this is a public health emergency, you have mayors like Eric Genrich of Green Bay and Dean Crawford of Neenah. Genrich is a former Democratic lawmaker. Crawford is a former Republican lawmaker, and they're teamed up on this, and they're not the only ones. You know, there's just some pretty strong feelings about this, where it seems like the usual politics are not part of the calculus.
Let's bring in Joanne now in Neshkara. Joanne, hi.
Hi. Well, I'm one of those that say we should stop the election. Our board, our group of poll workers, we only have six of us in our township, and all of us are over 60. Several of us are over 80. Two of them have compromised immune systems. There's no way we can even run an election. And this is a very old and poor county, one of the poorest counties in the state. A lot of people do not have internet connection. The libraries are closed. They can't go there to get for an absentee ballot. And it just, and even absentee ballots, somebody's got to get together and count all those. So I just think that it's unsafe to continue with an election, either unsafe or there'll be too few people voting, which is not fair either. So,
Joanne, thank you for bringing those really fundamental challenges at the ballot box, Sean, including not ability to have broadband in some rural areas.
Yeah, and the Elections Commission sent a letter to the governor last week saying that we don't have enough equipment to just do this in polling locations right now. We don't have enough sanitizer, hand sanitizer. You know, it's in short supply everywhere. Well, imagine having to run an election, handle all these ballots, ask people to come into a place where other people are, you know, so essentially avoid the public gatherings advice. And there's a lack of sanitizer. You know, the governor's office wrote back pretty quickly and said they're working on it. I mean, they are pursuing this, and I think what I've heard from Governor Tony Evers, and he's been very forceful on this, is that this is you know, this is a serious public health crisis, but we're talking about democracy here, that it's not just a presidential primary, that you have local offices that have to be filled. And so he also suggested that he doesn't have the unilateral authority to just cancel this. So is it the kind of thing that would need a legislature and a governor to step in and stop it? Or is it the kind of thing that the court system would have to step in and stop? You know, I'm not sure. But Tony Evers, whenever he's asked about this, he's not giving a little leeway about he might cancel the election. He seems to be saying it every time that he won't.
Let's bring in George now in Monroe. George, hi.
Hi. I tried to register this morning, or I registered, but to request an absentee ballot online for myvotewisconsin.gov and get all the information in. But when it comes to getting the ballot, you have to certify that you're going to be out of town for 10 days preceding the election. If they've changed the rules, somebody needs to tell the website that, and they certainly should change the rules. To just say, if I just want a ballot, I don't care why, check the box and they'll send me the ballot.
So, George, you're saying that the process hasn't been streamlined online yet, allowing anyone to get an absentee ballot. Sean, what do we know there?
So I just want to say I don't know what message George saw when he did this. So I don't want to say that, pretend that I understand his situation exactly. I will say that I did this. I went online and requested an absentee ballot be mailed to me last week. And, you know, I didn't get a message like that. I didn't have to give them a reason for requesting the ballot, because you don't have to give that reason in Wisconsin. And I guess the most complicated thing, from my perspective, is I had to get my driver's license out and send them a copy of my photo ID, which they didn't have on file, in order to do this. But I was able to request it. I've talked to other people who have, and so that's definitely an option that is still available to you.
So when you made a photocopy, a photo of your ID, did you have to go to a public place in order to make that photocopy?
No, I mean, so I, you know, in my own situation, I took a picture of it with my phone and uploaded it on their website. You know, hopefully I did the right thing there. So, but that is something that they spell out as an option for you there.
Sean, several states and Puerto Rico have already postponed their primary elections. The DNC has said that postponing elections is not the answer. You've mentioned the governor being very clear. So at this point, how likely do you think is it that Wisconsin will make a decision here, or make the decision to postpone?
I think right now I'm operating as though the election is happening. And it is happening with all these absentee ballots, just in a way that we haven't seen before. I'm not saying, would I be shocked if it got canceled, given everything else that's happening? I wouldn't. But I would say, as of right now, it looks like Wisconsin's election is happening, and that, you know, even the court action that we've seen on this so far has not been that, you know, we haven't seen a lawsuit filed saying this needs to be canceled right now. That could come, but so far that hasn't been what we've seen in court. We've seen, you know, a challenge of other election laws related to early voting, not just stop the election altogether.
Let's look at the issue of testing. Are there enough supplies to meet the testing demand here in Wisconsin?
That is, you know, if we're like every other state that's experienced it, it's going to, and of course we're experiencing now, but the states where they've seen a surge of COVID-19 patients all at once, they have not had enough testing from the beginning. And so we have, you know, our testing numbers continue to go up. We have, you know, up over 6,000 people right now who have been tested for it, according to numbers from the Department of Health Services, actually probably more around 6,500 people. But we've seen the numbers elsewhere, and we know that states can become overwhelmed. And so I don't have a great answer to that question for you.
Well, let's circle back here to the election. Bob in Washara County has thoughts. Bob, hi. I understand you're elections administrator.
No, good morning. My name is, I am the county administrator.
County administrator.
What we are doing, well, we understand that election workers tend to be older and are particularly susceptible to COVID-19. What we are doing in Washera County is we have asked for volunteers amongst county employees. Our county clerk is training them to be poll workers, and then that labor pool will be available to municipalities to appoint as poll workers for the April 7th primary. What people forget is statute requires that an election for county board members take place on the first Tuesday in April, and their term ends on the third Tuesday in April. So without a without an election, basically, there will be no county boards in the state, and we won't be able to function with regard to county government. So it is very important that this election continues as scheduled, unless the legislature steps in and has a special session and passes legislation to change the date of the election.
Well, Bob, thank you for calling in. And Sean, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. And coming up, Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling is here to continue the conversation about COVID-19. Stay with us. News update is next here on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we have State Senator Jennifer Schilling on the line. Normally, we'd move through a range of topics, right? But regardless of politics, the coronavirus is the single pressing issue here. Legislative leaders and Governor Evers are considering actions to support workers and businesses and schools amid the ongoing spread of COVID-19. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said last week that an extraordinary session of the legislature could be called sometime this spring. So how do you want the legislature to respond to the pandemic? What actions should the legislature push through? Do you want the National Guard to assist? We're at 800-642-1234. Jennifer Schilling is Senate Minority Leader. She's a Democrat from Wisconsin's 32nd District, which includes La Crosse. State Senator Schilling, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So we saw last week Wisconsin ramped up its social distancing efforts in response to COVID-19, limits on social gatherings, child care centers, restaurants. Do you think the state has taken appropriate measures so far?
I think under the leadership of Governor Evers and with his cabinet secretaries and talking with health experts in this about how rapidly this virus continues to spread and what steps we need to take. Certainly, these measures are unprecedented, and other states are grappling with these same issues. And so I think, you know, the first step was we were going to close schools. That was pretty shocking, I think, when that news came out about just sort of how serious this was, is to put, and now he's lifted sort of that, it's undetermined when schools will be back in session. But as we look at what this means to our economy, the workforce, our healthcare system, this really is, we are in unprecedented times, and the emphasis of staying home when you're sick, wash your hands often, social distancing, these are, you know, within a matter of about 7 days, these have all become ideas that really are pretty in our everyday conversation right now. And I think there'll probably be more to come. We've heard that the worst, it'll get worse before it gets better. But I think, you know, we, the governor and the four legislative leaders, we are continuing to discuss what additional steps need to be taken in order to address this growing public health threat that is, you know, COVID-19.
How are you communicating with your colleagues now in the state Senate?
A lot of phone calls. And so my caucus, we will be getting together this afternoon just to talk about this through the phone, through a conference call. And it is through calls with my legislative leaders that we are discussing things. I typically call through our caucus weekly or every 2 weeks. It's a touch base on issues. And so a lot has happened since really the last time we were all together. You know, we were getting ready for our last session day tomorrow. We were expected to be on the floor and taking up water quality issues and agriculture bills and other things, and that has been postponed for at least 30 days.
We saw a huge influx of unemployment claims last week, over 60,000 people last week. We just heard earlier from WPR Sean Johnson. Can our state handle this huge influx in unemployment insurance claims?
Well, I think that goes to the point that there needs to be a sense of urgency that the legislature does need to reconvene through some method. If it is virtually and, you know, looking at what technology we have and the availability for, I know in the Senate, exploring ways that the senators can get together safely and use technology if it's from, you know, through a distance and through our computers that we do that. But certainly as we look at what resources we have here in Wisconsin, looking to see what the federal government will be sending to states for assistance and for help, that this really is very fluid. But, you know, the numbers that last half hour that Sean Johnson talked about, you know, 69,000 people compared to 5,000 who had filed a year ago at the same time. We are going to see a tremendous amount of output of state resources. We have that surplus. We have a rainy day fund, but we need to really talk about what other assistance from the federal government will be available to states.
Do you have an eye on this $1 trillion economic stimulus package that Democrats on Capitol Hill basically shot down last night? What do you see in that package?
Well, I know that the governor has been in conversation and dialogue with our delegation, our federal delegation. They are, you know, daily to talk about what is happening. And I know that, you know, we need to figure out how we can govern in this time of the public is rightfully worried. We are on the brink of economic destruction here, and this is going to take a long time to get back from this. And I think some of the uncertainty is we don't know what the metrics are of, like, when what life will return to normal. We don't know what that sign is that bars and restaurants can open again. We don't have a definitive time of how long we are going to be in this new normal here in our communities and in Wisconsin. And so certainly looking at the federal government and what Congress is doing, again, that sense of urgency that they are putting together. I think they had two packages last week. This is kind of the third big one that they are doing this week, that we too in Wisconsin also need to have a sense of urgency of meeting and addressing some of these concerns that we have when it comes to workforce, unemployment, health. All these things are the front line of our health workers, access to the testing and to the PPE, the personal protection equipment. There are a lot of moving parts in this. Every day it seems to be changing.
Talking with Jennifer Schilling, the state Senate minority leader, about the COVID-19 spread here in Wisconsin and how state lawmakers are managing and addressing it. Has the COVID-19 pandemic shifted your political views at all? How? What do you want to relay to lawmakers and the state Senate? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. State Senator, we know Wisconsin has a shortage of medical supplies. Other states do as well. Do we have a strong enough economy, enough money in our coffers to be able to figure out how to get enough supplies on hand? A letter was sent to the federal government last week. What have you heard about our supply issue?
Yeah, Governor Evers wrote a letter to the federal officials asking for that stockpile to have resources here in Wisconsin. I think as we look at companies here in Wisconsin who have the ability to step up and manufacture some of these, and those conversations are ongoing. If there has been research that is done, if there are ways that in manufacturing they could quickly change their line to be able to produce some of these safety products. I know even in La Crosse this past week, Gunderson Health System is now able to test within a matter of hours instead of days. And so things are rapidly changing right now, but looking to see how businesses can retool and help. I know in the construction industry, they are being asked to donate masks that they have to the for healthcare workers. And so it really it is a time that we are trying to pull together to find ways to address this and what means and tools that we have and access to step up. And, you know, what some are calling is kind of this wartime mentality that we need to find a way to provide the equipment and production that is necessary.
Let's bring in Jessica now, who joins us from Dane County. Jessica, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
So on my mind this morning is that on Friday we heard Governor Evers say that he wanted us to maintain 10 or less people. He really urged the entire public to stay at home, work from home if you can. But in his order, he exempts retail sales for automotive dealerships. Now, I understand service and retail or service and repairs needing to stay open, but it seems counterproductive to continue to have doors open for retail sales.
State Senator,
the public in the dealership.
Yeah, State Senator Schilling, what do we know about the exemption around car dealerships?
Well, I know that I am getting contacts from constituents and business owners asking for clarification on kind of what our essential employees, or if somehow we find ourselves at a shelter in place state, what those definitions of essential employees are. The governor has said last week repeatedly in his press availabilities that he wasn't considering going there, that he really felt that if people would adhere to the social distancing and stay home unless you really need to go out, that we could stop the spread. So I think, you know, many are either the public or business owners want that clarification and justification about who exactly are those essential employees and services.
Yeah, and we saw Louisiana, the latest to have that stay-at-home statewide lockdown. Is that a bigger discussion? Who is having that discussion among lawmakers? Is this the governor's call? Is this emergency, you know, Homeland Security? Like, whose call is that?
Well, I will say, as I tune into the governor's briefings daily with the health secretary and others, that question has been asked to the governor, and the governor continues to say, look, we're looking at, you know, continuing to do the social distancing. I think certainly none of these decisions are made lightly. These are really difficult decisions with many unintended or even intended consequences. And so we have not been through something like this before, but making sure that we can be decisive on the and explain the directives that are coming, I think that is important. People want a little bit of, they need certainty. They need certainly reassurance that we are going to get through this together. And I know in my own community here in Western Wisconsin, people are volunteering and stepping up and wanting to help in any way that they can. And so, again, there are states that are moving now towards the shelter in place. I guess you look to see what happens in the Midwest and what our neighboring states are doing. We are kind of behind.
And we have to pause right there with State Senator Jennifer Schilling on the line. You can join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment. If you're just joining us, we have Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling on the line here on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're following what lawmakers are proposing to do in the face of the pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says he's in talks with the governor. He's in talks with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss about holding an extraordinary session to address the crisis. Specifics, though, of the legislation are unclear. Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz said last week the full legislature may need to consider bills relating to hospital bed shortages or support for families and businesses struggling from lost income if this health crisis worsens. How do you want lawmakers to act right now? What policies do you want in place? We're at 800-642-1234. And State Senator Jennifer Schilling stays with us. Let's take another call now. Jackie is with us from Milwaukee. Hi, Jackie.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, as I'm a healthcare worker, I'm a physician assistant, actually, and one of the big things is healthcare workers cannot socially distance themselves at the time. We are, you know, we're on the front lines. And I think that whatever, first of all, we need to get protective, personal protective equipment. Like, that has to be a priority because the expectation now is, like, you know, loosening guidelines, things are changing rapidly. And I don't know if they have, like, a healthcare person at the table is like, yes, what about the healthcare workers? Because I kind of feel like we are risking everything. We are taking care of people because we are called and want to take care of people. But at the same time, we have to protect ourselves. And then we have to also protect our families because, you know, I come home, I have kids, I have a fiance, and I don't want everybody getting sick because now we're loosening guidelines.
Jackie, thank you. A physician assistant here worried about the issues of social distancing because PAs like Jackie are on the front line. State Senator Schilling.
Yeah, well, first, Jackie, thank you so much for stepping up. And I'm sure you are under an incredible amount of stress as this develops and unfolds daily. And so you and your colleagues in on the front lines of healthcare, emergency management, or emergency services, those that are, you know, the truck drivers that are delivering the goods, those who are working in our grocery stores, the restaurants that still are open for pickup or drive-through. Like, thank you to all who are really stepping up in these uncertain times, and to businesses that are wanting to step up and offer a hand. This is why the social distancing and that people need to take this seriously is so critical, that we need to stay home so that this spike in patients coming into our healthcare system, that, you know, we can flatten the curve within society of the spread of this disease. And so we cannot overwhelm our healthcare systems, who are looking at the number of beds that are available, ICU beds that are available, the equipment, looking at the need to set up other temporary healthcare facilities. How are we, what is the workforce behind all of this? Because we just can't continue like this. We need to make sure that we have rested bodies that can come in and help in healthcare. And so, yes, of course, Secretary Palm has been, you know, looking at what is the need for our healthcare workers, both in our hospitals, but also as we look at within the system of nursing homes, of memory care, of assisted living, like all along that spectrum of how we, those healthcare workers on the front lines are remaining healthy but safe. And we need to make sure that those workers are in safe conditions and have the proper equipment so that they don't then transmit that to others, to their family and loved ones.
Jackie, thank you for the call. Let's look at the April election. There's been a lot of disagreement over the question of whether to postpone the primary election following the lead of other states. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I was glad to see that last week there were some dates that were extended for the April election. Registering, if you need to register to vote, you can go online, and that date has been moved to March 30th, which is a date that the courts have now allowed. And access to ballots that we seem to be really pushing the absentee ballot as the method of voting this year, and voting by mail. And so that date also was pushed to Friday, April 1st is the last day that people can request ballots online for absentee ballots. Now, knowing, I'm hearing from clerks that they are running out of those envelopes to mail them to people. I've heard from clerks who are concerned about in-person voting, about keeping themselves and their poll workers safe. Many of those poll workers are older volunteers, older people in our communities. Just last night, I did hear that I think three locations, in-person locations in Milwaukee, have decided to close. So this clearly, there is a sense of urgency of, like, we need to make sure that people understand what is happening on that election day. And the governor has been steadfast about not moving that, has been pretty direct about keeping that day, that it is about democracy. It is about those offices that needed to be filled, if it is city and county and school board, but also it's the presidential primary. And but again, I think that that shows a sense of urgency that we in the legislature need to be acting on things in a way that we see sort of have to prioritize these issues that are coming before us.
Let's bring in Val now in West Allis. Hi, Val.
Hey, good morning, ladies. Thanks for taking my call. In Wisconsin, when someone files for unemployment, they keep the first week, and I'm wondering what the legislature is going to do to waive that first week holding requirement.
Yeah, that certainly has been on a list when I talk to my Democratic colleagues, but also our Republican colleagues are hearing about that 1 week delay. I think, and again, this is so much is evolving. I thought the governor had addressed that last week and kind of brought that up. And I don't know if he uniformly can just suspend that 1 week or if that does take legislative action. But again, I think that is demonstrates a sense of urgency that we can't just say, you know, we'll meet in spring if it's, you know, May. But I think as we as four leaders need to recognize that we will probably need to come in a couple times to deal with packages and bill proposals. And, you know, I think it's fair that we do need to step up to provide some immediate and long-term financial support to Wisconsinites. And we'll see what the federal government will be doing on that. But again, the spike that we are seeing in unemployment claims, it is going to be something we've never seen before here in Wisconsin.
Is there anything definitive about an extraordinary session yet, when it would take place and what type of bills would be in it?
No, we do not have anything definitive, but it is likely that we will need to come in at least once, if not multiple times, to take up legislation and financial assistance requests from the administration. And as the situation continues to develop, and there are new challenges that arise. And, you know, the four legislative leaders, we have four very different styles of leadership, and coming together with the governor and his administration to figure out sort of what are the operating procedures that we are going to be moving forward with in talking about these issues and the mechanics of even how we meet. We don't know that yet. And certainly we don't want to put any of our staff that serve in the legislature, work in the Capitol, none of our colleagues, we don't want to put them at risk. And so trying to find out new technologies of how we can meet is one that we have asked, I know, in the Senate, how our information technology agency can support senators meeting from a distance.
Very quickly, before we let you go, you've been pushing for the confirmation of a State Department of Health Services Secretary Andrea Palm. Why do you think that's important right now?
Well, it is important that there is some just strong direction, support, and continuity with that department. I think that she has, you know, the daily briefings that she has been doing with the governor, it is one that I think the governor appointed her over a year ago in this time of pandemic and health emergency that we and the department, we need to have the confidence, the public needs to have the confidence that our health secretary is confirmed by the Senate. She continues to serve as she is available. She is with the governor at these briefings and directing her department and the oversight of all of this. But I think it really is important that there is that confidence in her that she has the full confirmation of the Senate as we move forward.
State Senator, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jennifer Schilling is Minority Leader of the State Senate. She represents the 32nd District, including La Crosse. Just ahead, we look into how healthcare providers in this, child care providers in the state are coping right now. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report. You're listening to the Ideas Network.